Bears Roundtable is powered by Xfinity.
All right, so we talk injuries all day long if we want, but the Green Bay Packers have had some injury concerns on the offensive line. So you talk about what Vic Fangio can try and exploit. These guys have not been together the entire preseason. David Bakhtiari's been out a long time. Three other guys have been banged up as well. T.J. Lang, Josh Sitton. Is that an area that you can possibly look at as a matchup for the Bears and the uncertainty of what exactly they're going to do?
Well, you're getting me excited right there. I mean, I imagine Vic Fangio's, they're going to have so many games stunt. The difficulty, you know, the 3-4 defense is you look at how's the offensive line and the offense going to block it in pass protection? Because do you consider the outside linebacker as a defensive lineman or a linebacker? If it's a defensive lineman, the center is going to have a tough block. He's going to be one-on-one a lot of the day. If the outside, like a Jared Allen, if you see a running back going blocking him, you know the line slide and the protection is going to be a little more firm in there. But with the lack of the playing time with the Packers, the offensive linemen, I look for these guys, Vic Fangio, to play a lot of stunts in games and really get after Rodgers. And you got to hit Rodgers. Hit him and be physical.
You know, if you're talking stunts and games, the idea is the offensive line, they want to all retreat together and keep that plane. If they get one guy that's separated by a half a foot, and then you talk about stunts and game, you know, movement by the defensive line, that's when you create that seam. That's when you get to the quarterback.
And,
so
right, and the thing that really puts doubt in an offensive lineman's mind is lack of repetitions, and it's. If you don't have that because of injury, these guys are going in the game with a little bit of doubt.
All right, where's Clay Matthews going to line up, in your opinion? Because last year they moved him inside against the Bears and good things happened for the Green Bay Packers.
Well, it'll be interesting what the Bears' offensive line is. I think depending on that, I think he'll check everybody out. I think if, you know, Kyle Long is playing right tackle, I would see Clay Matthews go out and check him out at tackle a little bit.
Well, you know, A.J. Hawk was the guy for the Green Bay defense in the past, has always been the intelligence of the defense. Now, are they going to count on Clay Matthews? Are they going to count on the replacement for A.J. Hawk? Or are, you know, because there is change within their own defense, so their communication is going to be challenged as well.
Overall, you got to love it. Week one, Green Bay Packers, Soldier Field, noon start. Kickoff weekend on the National Football League.
High of 76 degrees.
I don't think it gets better.
It doesn't.
And I think it's the best time to play them right now.
Absolutely. I want to ask you guys, how do you control your emotions going? This is a game everyone's waiting for. Everybody's eager to show what they have. Do you get over-pumped up a little bit sometimes? How do you kind of control yourself and your emotions?
What? I'm jumping in. I'm not controlling it. But go
ahead.
Well,
no, I was just saying that's what Coach Stanfeld, who just recently passed away, he always says, look, you're going to be exhausted by the start of the game. And then you're going to get your second win, things will relax, and you'll feel good. And that's what it is. It's, you know, you're.
Was that always true?
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
The first series
of the game, you're dead. You're dead tired. I mean, it's
you
amazing.
You can't go out. You can't take the field emotionless. You just can't.
Especially the first game of the year is different. I mean, it's a whole different routine. It's a noon game. You haven't had a game like that. So it's different. It's a whole new routine, start of a routine, and you're more nervous for that game than any game all season.
Well, we'll be looking forward to it, that's for sure. We're going to wrap this up. Hope you guys enjoyed our first roundtable for 2015. Let's say goodbye. Jay, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jeff.
And looking sharp.
Right.
We're Larry Mayer, Tom Thayer. I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching Roundtable here on ChicagoBears.com.